How to start over without being tethered to the past. Sometimes we need to start over. Who would have thought mask fashion would become a thing in 2020? Camouflage, Disney, skeletons, sparkle, sports, etc. Oh, and let's not forget fabric, disposable cone, or gaiters. Thank you, Amazon and Etsy. If we're not careful, placing elastic loops over our ears could trigger 2020 memories, keeping us tethered to the past. Resilience in business. Pivot, pivot, pivot. That's all I heard in 2020. In basketball, a pivot moves the same foot differently while the other foot stays in place. Forget pivot. I took the ball to another court. I guess you can say I traveled, but it was more of a run. My new court was coaching, and within that court, I supported individuals with online strategies, list building, and copywriting. Not a smooth transition when my computer died, my email service was disconnected, and I was in pain from shoulder tendonitis. Was I whining that summer? Oh, a little? No, a lot. I took a week off to get everything fixed, and I went soul searching. I spent days reflecting, praying, and reading my Bible, looking for direction from God. No revelation, no thunder. God, please, no social distancing. I returned to my mess and systematically did the next right thing to stay in the game. It's not enough to push through. Don't you hate it when somebody tells you to suck it up? Or maybe it's more politely said, push through. Trying to push through may gain you a few days or weeks of moving forward, but nothing changes. We can't seem to embrace a fresh start because we're still beating ourselves up over lost momentum. Or maybe we're just burned out. If you feel defeated, begin by extending compassion toward yourself. Don't judge yourself so harshly. I've been reading Brené Brown's book, The Gift of Imperfection. Here's a great quote. When we're kind to ourselves, we create a reservoir of compassion that we can extend to others. Our children learn how to be self-compassionate by watching us and the people around us feel free to be authentic and connected. Brené Brown. Start with self-compassion so the past won't hold you back. Whatever happened, you are not defined by disappointments or failures. You are far more awesome than that. Here are a few suggestions that have helped me in the past, and perhaps they will help you too. 5 steps toward your fresh start. Number 1, redirect your focus to today. Remember that today matters. I can't change yesterday, nor can I control tomorrow, but I can choose how to live today. I've often prayed, Lord, change me today to become the person you intended tomorrow. We don't want to live in the past, but the past can serve us well because it's our history. What does history tell us? Offers valuable information for the future. It reminds us that change is inevitable. Remembers milestones, it shows us how far we've come, leads us to better choices. Our past chronicles information, but it's up to us to interpret history in a way that serves us well today. Number 2, lean on your values and beliefs. Your values and beliefs are directly connected to your spirituality, believing in something greater than yourself. For me, it's God, and I glean so much insight from the Bible when I think of living untethered to the past. For example, when Adam and Eve sinned, shame, fear, blame, and self-preservation entered the world, we still try to tether ourselves to the adverse effects of sin. We need to realize that we can live free from those negative emotions because Jesus provided a path. It starts by living out this verse. He must increase, but I must decrease. When we focus less on ourselves, we begin to see God and others more clearly. Number 3, redeem a timeless truth hidden in the setback. Most negative circumstances have a silver lining, a lesson, or insight. I choose to find it. It helps me bring closure to the situation and move on. The wisdom you gain can serve you well in the future. Is it easy? Not at all. Does it come quickly? Hardly. The best way to uncover those nuggets of truth is to contemplate life every day. Some journal, others enjoy devotionals, I call it a counseling session with myself. Do this every day. Eventually, the insights come to the surface. Write them down and refer to them when you need encouragement. Number four, stay connected. If we believe in a supreme being, then all of us are connected and humanity has a purpose on earth. No one is more important than another. No one is privileged. No one is perfect. We have good and not so good traits, which is why we need community, connection. When someone is weak, someone else is strong. Opposite personalities can smooth each other's extremes. New perspectives are shared. Peers hold each other accountable. We laugh together and cry together. The key is to embrace vulnerability and ask for help. If you ask the right person, they won't try to fix you or shame you. They'll listen and have empathy. Number five, replenish your emotional bank with gratitude. You deserve a fresh start, untethered from the past. Each day is a new beginning, a blank page waiting to be filled by you. What will you accomplish? Who will you love? Where will your talents and skills lead you? Start over without being tethered to the past. There's no one like you. We are imperfect people living God's perfect plan together. Yes, I am imperfect and valuable and sometimes afraid, but that doesn't change the truth that I am also brave and worthy of love and belonging. Brené Brown, The Gifts of Imperfection. Reflect, redeem, and replenish your emotional bank with your life lessons and bring closure to the past. Begin your fresh start. Stay resilient.